My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, so the Guardians split a pair this past weekend against the Baltimore Orioles. I split a pair. They each take two out of four is probably the best way to put it, right? It's not really splitting a pair. Is it splitting a pair?
They split a quartet.
They split a quartet.
Splitting a pair of pairs.
Two duos. They won the first game 10-3. They won the second game 8-4. Then
scores are irrelevant.
Then they lost 7-4 and they lost 9-5.
Oh.
So, but I will say that I'm impressed. Again, another weekend of over 100,000 at the ballpark. This time I actually did the math right, knowing that there were 33,000, 37,000, and 35,000 at the last three games. So bravo to you, Guardians fans. Bravo. You clearly are over the fact that they are no longer the Indians, and you are now going back to the ballpark. Because I was worried about you there for a second, because you said, oh, I'm done, and now you're back. Jeff, there are big things ahead for this team. First of all, let's talk about the pitching situation, because it now sets up with Logan Allen pitching tonight, Lively, Carrasco, and then Cantillo over the next four games. That'll take you into the Minnesota series. Friday night's game, which is on Apple TV, is undetermined as we speak. Because there are options.
There are options
on Friday, and then Gavin Williams is scheduled to go in Game Two against Minnesota, and then you're looking at Sunday's game against Minnesota, the fourth and final game of that series, and that is also listed as empty. Under who will start for that game? So, Jeff, let's get into this. Your thoughts on where they are in the starting pitching rotation and where you think this thing's going?
I think suddenly they, and I'm going to say suddenly because it's like one game. We're pinning our hopes on a couple of guys who haven't pitched at the major league level this year and a couple of guys who went down to the minors and have pitched better. Logan Allen gets the first crack at it tonight, Andy, and Logan's been okay since he's been down in Columbus, but I wouldn't say that he's been lights out in Columbus. You know, he did a solid job. He gets back up here. The one thing he needs to know is that he's pitching tonight for an opportunity to stay here. I don't think there's any question about that, because keep in mind, Cobb's going to be here. And Alex Cobb is going to be on this staff when he is good and ready to go, and that could be soon. Last start for Allen was on July 28th, and he wasn't bad. He went six, gave up two earned on five hits, and didn't have any strikeouts. I think he has to pitch really well for them to think, yep, you're going to be part of this rotation moving forward. And whose spot is Alex Cobb going to take? You got to figure Joey Cantillo.
Yeah.
Right? So Joey's going to be out. Then what does that leave you with? It leaves you Carlos Carrasco. So Logan Allen basically has to be better than Carlos Carrasco to stick. And then Matthew Boyd might be on the way. And if you're looking for the guy who makes you think, wait a minute, now that's what we're talking about, that would be Tristan McKenzie.
Yeah, I think like I said in the open, I thought there was a chance we're not going to see him again. But when you put up the numbers he put in the last game.
I still think there's a chance you don't see him again.
11 strikeouts in 6 innings against Syracuse. He was gunned at 95.
I heard 96.
Well, I heard 95. So,
regardless, fast.
If that's the case, and he can continue to do that over maybe a 2-3 game span, I don't know how you can't consider him into one of these starting spots, especially when you started the season with him as a guy you were relying on.
Here's why. These numbers, 3-4-2-4. Earned runs allowed in his previous 4 starts in Columbus.
Like I said, moving forward.
I know. I mean, but is one start in AAA enough to make management think, yep, there we go, this is our guy? And it's going to be Alex Cobb for sure, guaranteed. If his finger's okay, you know, no blisters, good. He's in the rotation. And then I think it's Matthew Boyd when he's ready to go. I don't think the guys from the minors are going to have a chance at that unless Matthew Boyd isn't good to go or unless something happens with, say, Gavin Williams.
All right, so rank these guys as far as you think
and remember,
openings are concerned.
Remember, Tanner Bibee's not there yet. He's out with his shoulder.
So of the two, so all right,
Cobb's number one. Boyd's number two when ready.
So build your perfect I know you're saying this, but, I mean, Allen's pitching tonight. Again, Lively, Carrasco, Cantillo.
The perfect rotation for this team right now, if they're all ready and good to go,
yeah,
will be Bibee, Lively, Gavin Williams, Alex Cobb, and Matthew Boyd. But it's a question with Matthew Boyd as to when he's ready to go.
Okay, so there's your five. Now give me your next five. Give me your next. Your abundance of pitching. Yeah, so you just said Bibee, Lively, Williams, Cobb, Boyd.
Right.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what you would hope could be your rotation.
I would think that's what they're looking at, right?
Then who's next? Allen?
I don't think you can put them in order at that point. You got Logan Allen. You have Tristan McKenzie. You have Carlos Carrasco. You have Joey Cantillo. You have Xavion Curry. I mean, there's another five guys. They have plenty of options. The question is, do they have enough good options? And it's not just playoffs. Andy, this team has a long way to go before they can wrap up a playoff spot. I mean, they have a 4.5 game lead with 4 games coming up against the team that's 4.5 games back. So, you know, if the Arizona series doesn't go well and they go to Minnesota and it's under 4 games, they could leave Minnesota in second place. I don't think that'll happen, but you never know.
I'm wondering, where do they sit wild card wise? The next team in for the wild card is the Red Sox. I think they're in
great shape for the wild card. But who wants that?
59-51 Boston. Well, you just got to get in, as we saw last year with Arizona, right? I don't know that.
But you want the best chances you can get.
This is a little bit like watching that. We were talking about this on the way in, that mixed 4x4 in the Olympics where the Americans let it go at the end. I mean, could the Guardians be where they're right there and they've got the lead through
fade down the stretch?
Yeah, where they've got three.
Absolutely, that could happen.
Yeah, I see that as a possibility.
Let me throw one other thought at you. You tell me what you think of this.
Okay.
Matthew Boyd, who is coming back from, you know, Tommy John surgery and is working his way back, is only under contract for this year. He's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. Don't you think they want to either A, get a look at him, or B, get their money's worth?
Yeah, I think they want to see what they got.
I do too. And then maybe they re-sign him. But, you know, if he goes out and pitches lights out, well, which he's motivated to do because he doesn't have a contract for next year. By the way, I can't believe there's not an option on that contract just in case they sign, you know. What if he goes out and looks really good? And I'd love to have an option on that guy. He's not been stellar in his career, but he's had some really good moments.
Hear me out on this, Jeff. So the leader in the wild card race, and I didn't think I'd be talking about wild card today, but the Yankees are plus 4 and they're 67-46, and the Guardians are 67-44. So, what do you give them, a game there? And they're plus four. So, what would that put the Guardians, like plus five, because there are two games in there? I you know, if you're going to look at the standings and say the Twins are breathing down their neck at 4.5, I mean, the wild card is.
Let's worry about the division right now. I would assume this team, I mean, they don't have anything locked up yet, but they're in great shape to get into the postseason with the wild card.
Win series, they're in. No question. I mean, they could probably get to 2 weeks before the end and lock up a wild card spot.
That's tougher to do than it is to say.
Yeah, I don't know if it feels like they have a glut of pitching or. I don't know. I feel like there's a big dam in front of me. There's water leaking. We've got some gum. We're going to throw some bubble gum in there. Oh, stop that one. And are they going to be able to make it so that no water's coming through the dam here to make sure that they don't give up what they have? And I don't feel real healthy about what they have pitching-wise.
Are you comfortable with what we laid out that a rotation could be?
Bybee, Lively, Williams, Cobb, Boyd. That's a lot to put on Cobb coming back from injury and being traded. And Boyd is where Boyd is.
To put on Boyd coming back from Tommy John, except he has to be extremely motivated while balancing being extremely smart. I mean, the last thing he wants to do, needs to do, will do, coming back from, you know, arm reconstructive surgery, is to push it if he's not ready to go. The nice thing is that there are plenty of options for the Guardians. The question is, are they the right options? Are they good options? We don't know the answer to that.
And Bybee, I'm looking at this rotation.
There's a concern.
Yeah, I want to see what Bybee looks like in this next outing. Hopefully he'll get one here. Are we hoping he's by the end of the week?
Yeah.
Could he have that Friday start that looks like it's open?
Yeah.
Okay, so hopefully it's Bybee that comes back into that. And then, next up you want to see Cobb, right?
Yes.
So, do you have confidence, folks? Do you have confidence in what they've been able to put together here, or at least what we're going to be able to see? I'm going to tell you, I think, Jeff, and I know you might not agree with me, but McKenzie, in just one start, maybe they figured something out. And I'm not saying that that's the end-all, be-all, but I would love to see him string together three of those starts.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not asking for 11 strikeouts. I'm not asking for 11 strikeouts every time. I the bar is Cookie, isn't it? The bar is Cookie, if you ask me.
If you're better than Carlos Carrasco, you're in.
Yeah.
And if you look at Carrasco's starts, he seems to get troubled, Andy, about the second time through the lineup. Well, what's that scream? Scream's two-inning reliever, right?
Yeah. It doesn't even scream long reliever.
No, it's come on in. You're pitching. You know, our starters are getting us through four. You're pitching five and six. Let's go.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And I, you know, I don't want Carrasco to go away because he's been fairly effective, like first time through the lineup. You get Stephen Vogt's got some juggling to do here. Carl Willis gonna have some juggling to do. How's this gonna work? They have a lot of options. Their challenge, Andy, is finding out which options are the best options.
Interesting. All right. So your thoughts on this? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You look at the Guardians rotation, what they have active, what they have could be active, and give us your thoughts, your confidence level in where they are right now. 4.5 game lead over the Twins in the Central. They're sitting right there. Man, I'd love to see them put this thing in fifth gear and just take off, but who knows? With four games against the Twins, it's very possible next weekend, but it could go the other way as well. 425 you can get in tomorrow if you want to watch. I was there yesterday. Good crowd yesterday for the folks that were there, especially when you consider all the things that were going on this weekend. Good crowd at training camp. It's not your father's training camp. It's not my training camp. It's not your training camp, Jeff.
It was wide open and you can go like crazy.
Yeah, no, it's just it's totally different.
We're not out at Lakeland. Big bleachers.
Guys were larger than life. When I was a kid, going out to that. And there was a moment yesterday.
Well, you were small.
Well, I'm going to share one quick story with you from training camp yesterday. So Myles Garrett was back out yesterday.
Yeah.
And they had a group of kids that were lined up. If you listen to, like, Kevin Stefanski's press conference, you always hear cheering going on in the background. So what they do is they do, like, a tunnel of pride with little kids when the guys walk out of the facility. And they all go crazy every time somebody comes out. And so, like, when you're listening to these press conferences in the background, a lot of times that's what you're hearing. You're hearing those little kids that are cheering. Well, Miles was, like, one of the last guys out yesterday, and the kids that did that tunnel of pride had kind of walked away, and they had moved closer to where our tent is for 92.3 The Fan for the broadcast you'll be hearing from our station. The afternoon show is out there. So, and the kids had kind of walked over to this, like, path that was in front of us. Miles came out and noticed that the kids weren't there and looped back around in front of the tent and started high-fiving the kids and like, yeah, let's go, let's go. I mean, it was, you know, the kids were maybe 8, 9, 10, and you could see it in their faces. It was just so, Jeff, it was so cool. It reminded me of any time when I was a kid going to Browns training camp or when I would take our kids out to training camp and they would see the players who then become larger than life to them. They're superheroes. And, you know, Miles yesterday to this group of kids became a superhero. These kids were so excited, and they were jumping up and down, and you could see, like, one kid turned to another kid, and he was like, that's Miles Garrett, that's Miles Garrett. So, you know, the impact these guys have, I think Miles totally gets it and understands it when it's coming to kids and just trying to, you know, give these kids the influence and be a positive role model, try to be a positive role model on these kids. It was just a really neat experience, really neat. So I have more stories to share from yesterday's training camp that was open to the public. Tomorrow, again, they're open to the public as well. Man, it was hot yesterday, too. So, all right, so we need the Guardians to be hot going into this week.
Hot.
We're talking about the rotation. I mean, your thoughts on where they are. You know, Jeff kind of laid out a pretty good plan of what the rotation could be because it is all over the place. Like, I look at ESPN every day to see what the rotation is going to be, and when you see empty slots in there, you got to say to yourself, oh, boy, what's going on here? Maybe you got trouble. So hopefully we see Bybee back by the end of the week. You got the Diamondbacks here, and then you've got a huge four-game series against the Twins. And Jeff, as you were saying on the conference call this morning, just, wow, you know, this could be a pivotal week of the season. Could be the biggest week of the season. Not pivotal.
It's easier to say than pivotal.
Yes, pivotal.
Do you really believe that? Yeah, Andy, this season has been so much fun. And it's raised expectations because they've been so good for so long. That, you know, the whole idea of how much longer is this going to last, I think we can actually dismiss that. You know, I mean, It's lasted.
Remember what Brian Anderson said to us on Friday?
Yeah, it's lasted over 100 games.
Stop being from Cleveland. It's real.
They're pretty darn good. They're very competitive. I think their offense has huge holes. I think their rotation has huge holes, and yet they win. So I'm going with that. They're winning, and I think they can keep winning. It's just a matter of you're gonna have to do some things. You know, what are you gonna have to do? You're gonna have to find a guy or two who can be starting pitchers for you, who you know you can go out there and do nothing more than give your team a chance to win that game. And how do you do that? That game and the others, by trying to get quality starts. I that's an interesting stat that I don't know is a great stat, but it works in our situation. If we can get starters to go six innings and give up three runs or fewer, that's terrific. That's what you need right now. And that's what I think this team needs to do, Andy.
The Twins are breathing down the Guardians' neck. Now, yes, they did get a good weekend, and they got a good draw over the weekend because they were playing Chicago. And so that they've won four straight games. But again, they are, you know, they're right there, and then you're going to see them eight more times for the rest of the season, and you will see them four times this weekend. Concerned? Worried? By the way, the Royals are five.
Yeah, the Royals are right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not just a matter of one team. No, I'm not concerned or worried because our team's played really well. And, you know, Steven Vogt's done a really nice job with it. I just think you're going to need some guys to step up. And I think those guys are mainly pitchers, starting pitchers. Your bullpen's been great. That's probably not going to change. And there's a depth of arms there. But I do think you're going to need at least one guy. And if I had to bet who that guy's going to be, it's going to be Alex Cobb, who's going to come in and pitch his you-know-what off and give this team a chance to win some games and eat up some innings. It's huge. The one big concern I have right now, and nobody seems to be making it a big concern, and I think we should, that's Tanner Bibee. Okay, well, okay, shoulder trouble here in August. Okay, can you tell me when he's going to throw again? And can you tell me that the shoulder's going to be fine? If you can give me those two answers, then okay. But I haven't heard those two answers yet. That's huge.
I just hope that they can go into the month of, let's just say the last week of August, with a set five-man rotation that they feel can get them through the end of the month.
I almost think you need to do that now. But I don't know if you're ready to do that now.
I don't envision them having a rotation like that for at least another 8 days.
I think you're probably
eight
right.
To 10 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, who would have thought? You're rock solid guy. You're no questions asked guy.
Nobody. I know where you're going with this.
Would be
Nobody.
Ben Lively.
Nobody.
God bless you, Ben. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Doug is in Chardon. Hey, Doug.
Hello, Doug.
Yeah, hey, real quick here. I know I'm like you guys. I'm worried unless they're 15 games up. But at the same time, I think I look at the Twins. And you know what? I'm not sure they're a paper tiger, because if we look at them, they're 12-1 against the White Sox. If you take away their wins from the White Sox, they're almost not a – they're a 500 team maybe. And not only that, but if you look at their record – if you look at the record of their – when they play teams that are over 500, they're almost 10 games under 500 against 500-plus teams. And if you look at the more stats, their run scored where they have a plus average – their plus run scored, it's a negative number if you take away the White Sox. So right now, they're doing really well because they've been playing the White Sox.
Except for one thing here, Doug. The Guardians haven't played as well against the White Sox. They're all on the schedule.
I agree, but we played the White Sox when they still basically had a team. Now they're nothing more than a Triple-A team.
And doesn't matter, though.
I'm sorry?
It doesn't matter. I mean, you...
Yeah, I understand. I understand that. But if the Twins are playing everybody else 500, and they're playing the 500 teams less than 500... then I'm not so sure. I'm worried, too. I don't, you know, I worry about the Twins as well. I mean, they're scary. Hell, I was worried about the Tigers until just a couple of weeks ago.
And let's see where the Twins are next Monday, because after four games with our team, Doug, we might learn something. If the Guardians go to Minnesota and take three out of four, well done. If they split, great. You know, you do anything but get swept, I think you're okay. But still, I mean, 4.5 is real make-upable, Andy. Yeah, there's a new word, make-upable.
Doug, thank you. I've got the, 5-5 against the White Sox this year? I think we're 5-5 against them. They need to win this series against Arizona. And again, that's all I've been saying all year is just keep winning series. Everything's fine. You don't really have to look down the road. You don't even have to look and worry about the Twins or the Royals if you can just go win the series.
Yeah, but that's easy to say. It's tougher to do.
I agree. But going into this week, and like you said, Jeff, they just, I mean, even if you get one win out of four against the Twins, which you don't want. I mean, you just don't want that. And by the way, two of those games are on national TV. One's on Friday's games on MLB Network, and so the day game on Friday is on MLB Network. That's a 2:10 start, and then the night game is on Apple TV at 8:10. I was watching. Was it last Friday's game? I was watching on. No, the game I watched on Fox it was kind of Saturday's game on Fox. I thought that Fox did a really good job. Although I got to tell you, the part I didn't like is when they were talking to CeCe. I mean, CeCe just got into the Guardians Hall of Fame over the weekend. You saw all the guys on the field with him, right?
They do talk Yankees?
Yeah. So,
I didn't see it.
And it was just so the play-by-play guy clearly knew, I forgot who he is, clearly knew CeCe from New York. And he kept going back to, like, Yankee questions about CeCe. I'm like, look, I get it. I understand that he played a good part of his career in New York. But he's not here because of what he did with the Yankees. He's not sitting in your booth because of what he did with the Yankees. And the other thing, too, is I know it's a nationally televised game, and New York's in that market, and so you kind of look at all those things, and that's maybe why he did it. But I don't know. It's kind of hit me the wrong way as I was kind of watching through it and trying to dissect that whole thing. All right, so we've got a lot more to talk about as we keep moving on here throughout the show. And, I want to get into the Olympics a little bit here, and I also want to get into the Browns. So, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.